Hiking Cove Rookie Victory as they captured fifth place in the tournament, defeating a big-hearted Manicotic squad consisting of only five players in uniform. The final there, 50-33 in favor of Coach Connie Newton's rookie squad. And later tonight, 7:30 p.m., we'll have the championship game for you featuring the King Cove T-Jacks against the New Halen Malamutes in a rematch of last year's regional final. Second quarter underway, and the ball has gotten off on the wing there to Wassily Andrew for New Stew, and he's called for a travel as he lifted his pivot foot while faking a pass, and Sandpoint will regain possession. Chris Condy inbounds far side to C.J. Roby. Mallory Gunderson, Nikki Mack, and Brandon Smith also on the floor for Sandpoint. C.J. goes left side, lobs it in for Brandon Smith. Brandon with the turnaround jump shot off the back of the rim, no good. Run down there by Chris Condy, gets it to C.J. Roby, another lob, and it's knocked loose. Good defense there by Stephen Oyeluck. And it'll be Sandpoint ball underneath the basket. Seven in the first quarter for Peter Walcott, six by Kapotik, and two by Oyeluck for New Stew. The ball is inbound to C.J. Roby, gets it to Brandon Smith for a long three, and Brandon knocks down another one. That gives Brandon 10 on the game. And it's 15-12, New Stew with the lead. Here's a drive to the middle. Good defense there by Nikki and Mallory to cut off the lane. The ball goes back top to Nolan Christopher. Nolan Christopher with the ball right side to Andrew. Lob pass in is intercepted there by Brandon Smith. His number 23 went high. He puts it down to C.J. Roby. C.J. is called for the travel as he came down, and the defender was right there waiting for him. He'd already committed one direction, and when he tried to go the other, he committed the traveling violation. And the ball would go back to New Stew. 7:04 to play, second quarter. New Stew holding a three-point lead over Sandpoint, 15-12. Walcott dribbles the ball between the three-point arc and the half-court line. Now here's a screen on Nikki Mack. Mallory Gunderson fills the lane on the far side. And here's a long shot there, and that's actually by Nolan Christopher for 3 points. So I don't know who's wearing number 10 for New Stew. We'll just have to figure that out. Nice shot there by Christopher. C.J. Roby now has the ball, kicks it out to Chris Condy. Chris dribbles it back to the top of the three-point arc, gets it over to Nikki Mack. Nikki dribbling there, picks up her dribble, looks to hand the ball off, and it's stolen from behind there by Peter Walcott, who goes in, lays it up, no good, and rebounded by Nolan Christopher, knocked away there from behind by Mallory Gunderson. C.J. Roby takes it, goes the length of the court, is screened by Mallory. C.J. goes in with an off-balance shot, no good. The rebound is taken down there, looks like by Stephen Oyeluck. Long pass is saved inbounds by Christopher, corralled there by Brandon Smith. His pass to half court goes off the hands of C.J. Roby. Kapotik has it down to Christopher. Oyeluck to Walcott. Number 10 has it right below us, puts up a three-point shot, and it's good. Again, we did not have a number 10 listed here. We had a number 5, and that may be Chris Wyagon. Here's a long shot by Brandon Smith. Hits the rim several times and won't go, but C.J. Roby there to tip it in. 21-14 now. Sandpoint trailing by 7, 5:27 to go, second quarter. Walcott splits the defense, dishes it over to Kapotik. He brings it back topside, gets it to Wyagon. Wyagon down to Walcott. Wyagon for yet another three, and it's good. And Chris Wyagon, wearing number 10 for New Stew, now with 6 points on 2 3-pointers here in the last minute. 24-14 as New Stew has suddenly opened up a 10-point advantage. Chris Condy takes the ball in the corner from C.J. Roby, gets it far side to Mallory Gunderson. Nice drive. Mallory puts it up. No good off the glass. C.J. Roby with the offensive rebound kicks it out to Brandon Smith for a 15-footer, and that one's good. Brandon with 12 points now. Sandpoint trails by 8, 24-16. 4:47 to play, second quarter. Fifth place game between New Stew and Sandpoint, both teams' mascot being the Eagles. Walcott drives right side, kicks it out to Wyagon for another three off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound by Mallory, and she's going to be fouled from behind as Chris Wyagon attempted to knock the ball loose. Good rebound by Mallory Gunderson. And the ball will be inbound in the backcourt by Chris Condy to C.J. Roby. 4:29 to go, second quarter. C.J. brings it across the timeline, goes between the legs as he calls out the play. Looks left wing, gets it right wing, nearly stolen. The ball is loose on the floor. Good job by Mallory Gunderson to reclaim possession. Brandon Smith launches a long two. No good. The ball is loose. C.J. Roby comes up with a rebound and puts it up and in, and he draws a foul. Nice offensive rebound there by CJ. Number 52 puts it up and in and draws a foul on Peter Walcott. That'll be the first on the new Stu point guard, son of Coach Makia Walcott. And CJ Roby goes to the line to attempt to cut the new Stu lead to 5. His foul shot is up, or goes in and out, no good. So Sandpoint trails by 6, 4:10 to go, second quarter. Ball comes across the timeline by Kapodic. Kapodic gets it left wing to Walcott, fakes a 3, drives over, gives it to Wygon, fakes a 3. Mallory Gunderson in his face. He gets it to Nolan Christopher. He passes in the corner for Walcott, dribbling back towards the top of the 3-point arc. Good defense there by Mallory and Chris Condi. Ball goes right wing to Kapodic, who dribbles back to the top. Now hits Walcott for an open 3. Air ball, too long, but pulled down by Oyluck, who gets the ball back out to Nolan Christopher. His shot is an air ball, but Kapodic there to collect a rebound and put it in. 26-18, New Stu Eagles leading Sandpoint by 8. 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play. CJ Roby brings the ball into the front court to Brandon Smith on the left wing. Brandon fakes, drives left wing, goes up with a fallaway jumper. No good. Rebounded by CJ Roby as he continues to give good work on the offensive glass, but his put back from 10 feet is no good off the back of the rim. New Stu pushes the ball down. Kapodic comes in, drives, and he'll be called for the charge as CJ Roby established good position there. And it'll be turned over to the Sandpoint Eagles. 3:11 to go in the first half in this fifth-place game of the 2010 Sockeye Classic. The Sandpoint Eagles, coached by George Cromer, assisted by Luke Meinert, taking on the new Styhawk Eagles, led by Coach Makia Walcott. Substitution now as Basil Hansen checks in the game for Chad Kapodic, who just picked up his first foul on the charge. C.J. Roby's pass, a lazy pass, is picked off there. Now C.J. knocks the fast court or fast break pass away. The ball is loose, taken there by Wygon, who misses a little three-footer. C.J. gets the rebound and goes back quickly, goes up and under, puts it up and in off the glass. It's a nice hustle by C.J. Roby to atone for his turnover. 26-20, Sandpoint trails by 6. Christopher gets the ball, drives in on a triple team. Walcott now with an open 3, no good, off the glass. Then the rebound by Nolan Christopher. He really shouldn't have gotten to that one, but he did. Now the ball goes far side for Walcott, and he puts up a 2-pointer that bounces around and drops through. 9 points in the game for Peter Walcott. 28-20, New Stu leading with 2:22 to play in the first half. C.J. Roby brings the ball up to the point. Now walks the ball on the dribble around to the right side, gets it to Brandon Smith in the corner. Number 23 fakes, has the ball knocked away, but recovers, goes in against two defenders, puts up an off-balance shot, no good. C.J. Roby with the rebound, he goes up. And C.J. is going to draw a foul as his shot did not make it up very far. He was hammered there by number 54, Basil Hansen, his second foul. C.J. will go to the line to shoot a pair with 2:06 to play in the first half. He dribbles the ball, bends his knees. The first one is up and good. I mentioned to Coach Cromer yesterday that out of all the games we've seen in the last 9 or 10 days, the Sandpoint Eagles basketball team has shown some of the best foul shooting of any team we've seen. Troy Balzi now takes a seat. And CJ's shot is up, no good. Rebounded by Brandon Smith. Brandon takes it hard to the hole, no good off the glass. And it goes out of bounds off of Brandon Smith and back to New Stu. Nicky Mack back in the game, replacing Troy Balzi. New Stu pushes the ball up the floor. And here's a shot, no good by Wygon. Taken down among three new Stu players there by Brandon Smith. Left-handed pass now for Mallory Gunderson, but too far and too high as Mallory was open on the right block down in the front court for the Eagles. 1:45 to play, 28-21, new Stu with the lead. Walcott kicks it over to Oyluck. Oyluck gets it in to Nolan Christopher, who kicks it back to Andrew. And the shot is no good, but it'll be a turnover as the referee whistles the new Stu team for a three-second violation. And Sandpoint will take the ball with under a minute 40 to play, trailing 28-21. C.J. Roby dribbling between the timeline and the three-point arc, working the ball slowly inside. Screen there by Mallory Gunderson. C.J. picks up his dribble now, gets it to Brandon Smith, the top of the key. Brandon drives. And the foul is going to be on Nolan Christopher. His first, team seventh, and Brandon Smith will go to the line for 1-1. Brandon was dribbling down the left side of the lane and The referee called a hold on Christopher, who kind of threw his hands in the air, wasn't real happy with the call. That was called a little closer than we've become accustomed to seeing here thus far in this tournament. First foul shot by Brandon Smith is up and good. Brandon with 13 now in the game to lead Sandpoint. His second charity toss is also good. That cuts the New Stew lead to 5, 28-23. A minute 15 to go as Walcott brings the ball across the Angel logo at midcourt. Nicky Mack is screened but fights through it. Good defense. The ball goes far corner to Nolan Christopher, who misses a three, but Chris Wygon comes down with the rebound for New Stew. Clock ticks down toward a minute to play. Wygon goes to Walcott, back to Wygon, fakes a three. Left side for Oyluck. He picks up the dribble, passes it to Walcott right down below us here. He dribbles inside a three-point arc, looking for help. Gets Wygon for an open three. Air ball, and C.J. Roby blocks the New Stew player from getting to the ball as it bounces out of bounds on the purple border here. And it'll go back to Sandpoint. 45 seconds to play. Big possession for Sandpoint. If they can get a bucket here, they'll make it a one-possession game. Trailing 28-23. Lob into Brandon Smith. He goes up and managed to get the shot off somehow, but it doesn't go, and he's fouled by number 23, Stephen Oyluck. That'll be his second, team's eighth. Brandon goes to the line to shoot a pair. Two for two from the stripe thus far in this one. He dribbles the ball, sights it in, and his first one is up. Bounces around and in. Brandon Smith now with 15 on the game. C.J. Roby with 9, 28-24, Sandpoint trails. Second shot is up, no good, and rebounded there in the lane by Christopher. Gets it up to Walcott, who drives in against Three Eagles, dishes underneath for Wygon, and he got away with a double dribble there. Coach Cromer asking for the call, and instead there's going to be a foul on Brandon Smith. The referee did miss that one. That was a clear double dribble right underneath the basket, and action moving a little too fast. Referees certainly do have a thankless job. Wygon goes to the line for two and misses the first one. 28 seconds to play. Eagles, Sandpoint Eagles trailing the New Stew Eagles, 28-24. Wygon dribbles, shoots, and that one's over the front of the rim and in. He has 7 points in the quarter, seven on the game. New Stew's lead is increased to five. Coach Cromer instructing C.J. Roby as he goes across timeline, reverses dribble, goes back, now goes left side, puts off. Up and off balance, fall away jumper, no good. 13 seconds to go as New Stew gets the rebound. It's brought up by Wygon, and he's defended closely there by Mallory Gunderson. Now he takes it back out to the half court logo with under 5 seconds to go. Nolan Christopher launches a shot at the buzzer. Off the rim, far side, no good. And the horn sounds, ending the first half of play in this fifth place game in the boys' bracket. And at halftime, your Sandpoint Eagles are trailing New Stew by a score of 29-24.